This is CliffCentral.com.
She hung out with us last week Friday. Gina, you weren't here. Her name is Leanne Dlamini. Jatan is the name of the song. Our first guest is here, ladies and gentlemen. And he tells us that people have been sliding in his DMs. Find out exactly who we're talking about in just a little while.
Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
Peace Central, double OC. We need a long peace central.
You're listening to O'Neill on Cliff Central. Yeah, baby. Uzo figani no February. Gabatena bangazo kungere zulwini. Yo. Bawo, gabatena bazo kushiega. Shiega. Ay, nizenzi lendim, nimeki lendi. Etegile. Andenza nangabo. Bawo, gabatena bazo kundizrege mhlabeni. Ay, nonile. She was supposed to come in February. She was 22. She was supposed to be my baby mama, but she chose to be 22 and not to be a mama. And she said to me, go ahead and chase your dreams, Baba.
Ifan is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. It's called February. Now, something about you, dude. I've noticed the transition from the early days of the type of music you put out.
Yeah.
There's obviously growth from there. It's becoming more and more musical.
Yes.
And I'm picking up less and less and less of rapping.
Mm-hmm.
Is this intentional? What's happening?
This is growth.
Yeah.
This is when I came into the industry. I told everyone that I came here to present the circle of my life.
Yeah.
Ukubone, and by circle of my life, this is my story. This is everything I've ever known and learned about life. So first quadrant was me telling people where I come from. I was raised by Umam Tembu. I grew up ekasi poor. I always wanted to make a milli. I want to work. I want to shake and make it dangle. This was me in first quadrant. Now second quadrant, this is me showing you that after all of that, I left home to be independent. I went to varsity, yeah, and I learned to become a man. You know, I even gone through the circumcision phase as Xhosa people. And you see that from Aya Delela, the song, Aya Delela. You know, that's the transition. So this is what you're seeing right now is me on the second quadrant, and then third quadrant will be me after now I've learned how to pay my bills, because I was working, I was a taxpayer, I became more responsible. So this is a circle of my life.
Interesting. That's not the only thing that has evolved. Even the fashion sense as well.
Yes,
I'm picking up.
Yes.
You're a little bit more conservative compared to the way you were then. You're a bit more risque, if I can put it that way. It was very unique, and I'm picking up now it's a bit more conservative, more gentleman-like.
Yeah.
Is this part of the process as well?
It's part of the process. Now, as much as I may speak as if I am engineering every detail of this project, I am not, like, planning it and executing it to the T, you know, but it's more of an intention, and I get wowed myself as well when I see my intention come to life, you know, because I never planned the fashion sense to change, for example. That's something that came organically, but when I look back, I'm like, wow, it's falling into place. You know, even the singing more, it came organically. It's not something I planned, but when I look at the plan that I had, the intention that I had, it's falling into place organically. So I love watching. I'm as surprised as the viewers out there and the listeners out there.
Let's talk about the period you took. You had a little, I don't know if you want to call it a break.
Mm-hmm.
But you went through something there.
Yes.
Take us through what was happening to you and why were you away?
I got very confused. You know, I was in a very confused state, because I had believed all my life that hard work was going to lead me to success.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a formula I had applied through school. I was always working hard and I always saw the results. When I went to varsity, the same thing. Every time I worked hard, the results improved. And when I went to work, you know, I made money by working hard. And when I joined the industry, the harder I work, the luckier I got. And, you know, so I believed that hard work was the one.
Yeah.
So when I went for the second quadrant, the second album, I used the same formula of hard work. And somehow, when I went gold on the first day, I was just not happy. So that confused me.
Mm.
And that made me want to question everything else. Like, was I actually happy when I graduated?
Yeah.
And then the answer was, I wasn't quite happy. There was something missing. I was still chasing something. So was I happy when I won the SAMA award? You know, was I happy when I was blowing money in Sentin and flying everywhere? Answer was, not really. I was still chasing something. So I stopped and I asked myself, what is it then that I am looking for? Why every time I achieve something, I never feel complete? So I went through the research, just trying to find out these answers for myself. And I found that if you chase success, it's never going to come.
Yeah.
It's just going to keep moving away. But what you need to understand is success is something you need to attract.
Mm.
Success comes to you. It comes to everyone who has it. And then the question is, how do I make it come to me? And the answer is happiness. Happiness attracts success. And by happiness, I don't mean jump on top of the chairs, yeah, you know, and be that guy. By happiness, I mean things like letting go of grudges, you know, forgiving yourself, loving yourself. That leads you closer and closer to happiness, until you wake up one day and you're like, hey, I am actually stress-free. That is happiness, you know. I am actually, I'm calm. You know, I am not anxious. I don't fear going broke or going or falling sick. You know, just being in a position where you don't fear poverty, that is a great state to be in. So these are the things I had to learn.
That's very profound. Do you think what you went through is some kind of rite of passage for every artist? Do you think it's guaranteed that every artist will go through the processes at some point?
I think every human being will. Others will do it while they're still alive, but others, it might have to take, you know, death for them to see this. But I believe that every human being will wake up at some point and say, hey, there is no reason for me to stress about anything.
Yeah.
There's no reason for me to put my body through this, to put my mind through this torture to get something, you know, because that's the main reason a lot of people out there are working. You know, they wake up every morning and they hate where they're going, but they're thinking they need to do it so they can survive.
What keeps you going?
What keeps me going? What keeps me going is finding out how this life is going to unfold. You know, because as much as I'm saying that I got my answers, every day you wake up, something new comes up and it throws a new question. So for me, I'm just always interested in finding out what's going to happen next.
The hair?
Uh-huh.
Now, for women, we hear when they change their hairstyle, that means something is drastic is about to happen in their life. Or Bay has just gone AWOL.
Oh, huh?
So you obviously went through a transition, and now we're seeing a different hairstyle. Tell me about it.
You see, everything you see outwardly is everything that happened to me inwardly. You know, what the changes that people can see, they all happen inside. But how do you communicate as a public figure that you've changed inside without using words? You know, so what you see, the hairstyle, the clothes,
expression.
It's an expression, you know. And it's the same thing that I do with the music. As musicians, that's how we express ourselves. That's how we express what's inside of us. So what you see, what you hear, is everything that's happening inside of me. So maybe if it means I'm about to get me a bae, you know, maybe this is it.
Now, listen, social media was a buzz at some point. A couple of months ago, there was rumors of you having copped a whip.
Yes.
We saw a shiny car on social media.
Uh-huh.
So I know better than to go with what people are saying on social media.
Yes, yes.
So tell us what happened there.
Yeah, it's parked outside, my man.
I like that.
You know what's the interesting thing?
Yeah.
When I was making the album, Second Quadrant, on the last song there, it's called Ezandleni Zakho, In Your Own Hands.
Mm-hmm.
I talk about these things. I talk about the fact that I had just read that someone said to me that if you want to achieve anything in your life, then you need to see it in your mind first.
Mm-hmm.
You need to dream it. You need to believe it first. And then it's going to come to life. So I said, while I was recording, I said, I want to put this idea into practice. Right now, as I'm recording, I'm imagining Mercedes-Benz E500 AMG. You know, as I, and I was saying this on the mic, so it's there as proof. And I was smelling the leather in my mind. I was hearing the music inside. You know, I was feeling the exhaust. I was feeling the car.
Yeah.
So I kept doing this over and over. The album came out. I was still doing it over and over. And right now, my man, I'm living proof. There, the car is parked there. It went from a dream to a reality.
Hanging out with the funny, ladies and gentlemen. One thing that I suppose people may seem to be forgetting is that you're actually a dope rapper. You are.
Thanks, my brother.
I remember the first time I heard Millie.
Yes.
Dude, the way you were going after that beat.
Yeah, nah.
Nah, man. I was like, yo.
It's going in.
But for some reason, this is a part of you that's not very prevalent right now.
Yes.
I'm seeing a lot of the singing. Does this mean then with the album or with the project you'll be putting out going forward, are we going to be seeing more of the singing or more of the rapping?
No. It's like I said, that as much as I put out the intention out there that I want to tell my story in four quadrants, I cannot really dictate the details of what goes in. So rap is something that I've always enjoyed, and singing is something that's new to me that I'm getting into right now. So I'm still polishing the singing part, but when the time comes, I'm in a studio, you know, you never know what happens, man. You know, I might beast out.
Let's do this. Let's try and have you rap.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hanging out with the funny, ladies and gentlemen, and he's about to rap for us something he hasn't done in a while, I suppose.
In a long while. Kacho kwa kudala madala bandaba dala batindali namanyala izdala falangus lahletu kukundi landanga yendanga mpagat kutanga edu mama watinyana wambi ikia vegetables ayifani suke suhleli njufunu kre kuhleli njufunu be tufuni bifuna mandle kush zange daba kala vulba mapundi abachala putbatala kumumnyama kumbala bala okala fu ay fanu misti haimani lele cliffs and cloud na machita mangapi pitene weyes funu kuki papi papai papi zaki zapi tetanjin tetanawan tetanjin tetanapan tetanjin tetanapan apan apa ya every time I'm rapping, every time I'm always clapping, every time I'm always rapping, hey
So the man has it. Now, your relationship with music, let's talk about that.
Sure.
Do you remember the first time you realized I'm actually in love with this thing, music?
Yeah. Music for me was like when I decided, now this is the thing that I want to do. It was when I was going through tough times at work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was this engineer who was being praised by everyone. Yo, he's young, he's intelligent, you know. But I was just not fulfilled in that job. Mm-hmm. And every time I would go back home, knock off around 5, get home at 6, and I would work on it until midnight, you know. And then the more things got worse at work, the more I started seeing that I'm enjoying myself when I get home more. Mm-hmm. So I had to make a choice. Do I go with what pays me, or do I go with what fulfills me? And I made a dumb choice according to people at the time.
Yeah.
I chose what made me happy, and I left the bills behind. And eventually the bills caught up, and people said, we told you.
Yeah.
But I was like, but I feel good.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, but you can't pay for nothing, you know?
Yeah.
And you know how it works with the universe, man. You know, when you do what you love, eventually it pops up. So when I was at minus 50,000, the Lord came and said, enough, save this man. And then I started making money from then.
Listen, your story is very inspirational. I know you don't come across as an overly emotional person when you talk about it, but I can tell from the details that you have been through a lot, and you're somebody who you're very reflective.
Mm-hmm.
In your life, in your everyday life, you don't go a day without thinking about what happened previously.
Yeah.
So there is a song I believe you dedicated to your grandma.
Yes.
Let's talk about that song.
Ingoma Ezimnandi. Yeah. So what was happening at the time, I had Uewe, which was a big song for me, and a lot of Xhosa people were very proud, like there's someone representing us eventually, you know. And then after that I had Shake, which was a number one song at some point in the country. And after that I had Mili, which everyone loved. And then I decided, like, I have all these hits, and the one person who always believed in me, the one person who never told me what to do, but who always told me that if it makes me happy, go ahead and do it, Umam Tembu, my guardian when I was growing up. And she had never heard any of these songs. So I felt like I needed to ask Lord, because she had passed away. So, and I'm still dead sure that she's in heaven. So I was like, Lord, I know you're in heaven. I know she's in heaven with you. And she's not here to hear all these songs. Can you please play her beautiful music? And that's how it came
out. All right. So what we're going to do now, we're going to get into our first challenge for the day with the Fani.
Come on, boys. Let's do this. On one, two, three. Let's go.
You listen to a real old radio was never been fixed. Radio was never fixed.
All right, so this is how it works. Gina is going to play some keys, mess around. Your job is to create a melody, to create a song on the spot.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So that's what it is. So we're just trying to get into your headspace. To see what you are like when you are in your creative space. Imagine this being your ultimate creative space.
Sure.
Where you feel most comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so just play around with it. You tell him if you want him to switch it up. If you want it to be mellow, if you want it to be...
I want him to feel it.
Yeah.
Go with what your heart, my man. I'm waiting for a loop to come through. Yeah. Yeah. I feel like it's changing, my man. I need a loop. Get into a loop so I can. Happy. Happy in the space. So happy. Running with the shits. Happy. I want the money in my bank. I want the car in my garage. I want a house in the hills. I want a chick like Boy T. Happy. I wanna be happy. Here without ya. I wanna be rich just for. See me right now. I wanna be stress free. Happy. I wanna chick like me. So happy. Happy in the place. Happy on stage. Happy with the people around me, babe. Happy in this place. Happy with the everything I got. Cliff Central, we here. These girls all are here. The money's all in here, and the drinks are happy. Uhepi lo mtosu happy. Baya na majita happy. Apeta iwe is happy. Siselindweze is happy. Sipesa bandu betaba happy, yeah. Happy. Cliff Central, we're happy. Everybody happy. Except Oscar Peace. Ay, when I suck on Geza. When I suck on Trega, suck on Pecha. Unless it's on Kapuza, unless it's on Fakuza. If we are was on Fakuza. Happy, 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 happy. Yeah, yeah. Bring it, bring it, bring it. Everybody. Yeah. What would you do if you had $1 million? Would you call me back? If you had $1 million, would you call me back? What would you do if you had $1 million? What would I do if I had $1 million? Why did you leave when I had $1 million? Why you wanna come back now? Baby, baby. Baby, baby. Happy, happy. We gotta switch it up and bring it back to Central. I got my peoples, yeah. They got they peoples, yeah. The watch looking alright and the jacket is okay. Happy, happy. Is anybody happy? Happy, happy. Or is everybody looking for riches? Everybody looking for bitches? Everybody looking to... Hey. Hey. Yeah.
I find it, ladies and gentlemen. How does that feel? Yeah. How does that feel?
It feels nice, my man.
Yeah.
Feels like we should just rewind, look at some bits that were nice, cut them up, and, you know, make something.
Yeah. Now, is there any project that you're working on at the moment that you're excited to share with us?
Projects that I'm working on, my man, right now, which are not music related, but I find a lot of... interested in the beliefs systems around the world. You know, I'm talking from Islam to Christianity to Judaism to, you know, Scientology and Baha'i. Like, I'm reading a lot about that stuff right now.
Okay.
Yeah, to just see what is it that makes people click? Why do people get themselves in these religions? Why do people believe certain things? What is that thing? What is that thing that we all share as human beings that makes us want to fall for something?
Yeah.
How does an ad work on me? You know, how does SAB say something and I fall for it? What causes that thing? So it's a little research that I'm doing. But outside of that, I'm into production now. The company is going to Tanzania to go into, you know, that market and see what we can do there, South Africans. And
nice.
Yeah. There's a lot we have as South Africans that we don't quite realize that we have. And there's a lot of stuff that our African brothers need, like the skills, our perspective. So we want to go in there and see how we can grow there.
As a market I'm familiar with, so we must talk.
Oh, there we go, my man. There we go. Yeah.
I'm very familiar with that market, both at a government level and at media and entertainment levels.
Exactly, so, my brother. That's what we are trying to do.
That's what this is about. You know, that's essentially what the show is about. It's the melting pot of Africa. We come here, we share ideas. For me, there's nothing that makes me happier than people who are always reaching out away from themselves. Like, it's not always in South Africa. It's not like there's much more to the continent than what we are fighting over at the moment.
100%, my man. And especially given what's happening right now in the country, things could go either way.
Yeah.
You know, they could go either way. And when they do, I just don't want to be sitting back and watching them fall apart. You know, I want to be able to say at least 1 million people are into this thing now. They don't really depend on the country falling or growing. You know, they're just happy doing this thing, whatever that thing is.
Plus, I mean, I think it's only fair. I mean, why are we having people, artists from the West coming into the continent and exploring the continent when you are stuck in one country?
There we go.
Your country of origin.
There we go.
I think it only makes sense that when you have a visitor come into your house, you are able to take them around and say, listen, let me take you on a tour of my house.
Aha.
But now you have the Western. They come here and they take us on a tour of our own
house.
It makes absolutely no sense. Listen, I find it. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. Are there any artists you're working with at the moment?
Artists, I'm working with Lex LaFoy. But it's not like a formal relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just us sharing ideas and melodies and punchlines, all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, man, may you continue to be blessed. And
thank you.
Keep dreaming further and further and further, and come back here whenever you have projects and share them with us. We would love to have you back here again.
For sure, my man. Thank you guys for having me, and I'll be back with the next big project.
Nice one, Ifani, ladies and gentlemen. Let's take another track from Ifani. This is Stay. Stand by for our next guest. Everything you heard here will be available as a podcast. 30 minutes on the other side of 4 p.m.
with O'Neill Africa on Cliff Central. This is CliffCentral.com.